smash
compactor.
It up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have one.
What kinds of things would you have to collect trash around the house?
We have a plastic container, and we slip a plastic bag in, or inside it, see, and as we throw the trash in there, but later on we just pull that bag out and put another one in, and we have a garbage can outside.
Mm-hmm.
If too much trash is collected, then we put it out there until we get ready to take it out for the garbage man. Mm-hmm. And usually we have to watch out for the dog, so I got some this dog repellent spray, like, and
mm-hmm.
spray the bags when I put them out to keep them away from it. If they don't, they tear into it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a garbage can? Well, one of these containers, if it were inside the house, and maybe smaller than one outside the house.
No different. I mean, it's garbage. Yeah. Well, usually a large one is a garbage can, and we, because of the bag, we always say to put it in the garbage bag. The bag is in there first and everything. But usually when they put it in there, we just say put it in the garbage bag.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe a funeral?
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, I don't like going.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that people should be respected, because most people have been on this earth and contributed something to this great world of ours, and so I go to them if it's a close relative or something like that, but mm-hmm. when you get a little further off, I like to send a sympathy card or something. And
mm-hmm. What kinds of different people would be at a funeral?
You are, well, now in this modern time, you'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because funerals now are becoming a kind of a deal with, say people, when they have a funeral,
mm-hmm.
then they come back home, and people in the neighborhood will fix food, see,
mm-hmm.
and bring over for the family to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And plus they'll have some drinks. Mm-hmm. So then you get some people sometimes that they don't know nobody in the funeral.
Yeah.
Come by to get him a drink or two. See, you mm-hmm. look up and see a guy. Say, where did that guy come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is. But
yeah.
they a lot of times make the scene whenever it's a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they somebody fixed some meal, or either all the neighbors together get together and fix the meal and bring it over and serve it
mm-hmm.
when someone died.
Uh-huh. What kind of official people would be at a funeral, or would be involved in the whole thing?
Unless you was noted for something,
mm-hmm.
then they'd come out.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you wouldn't catch them at a funeral, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lonesome place for a politician to be creeping around, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of people might you have at a funeral that would always... You might say you always might have a preacher there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have a minister there, and you have usually there's a choir there, and someone to read the obituary, and and then you have the attendants from the funeral parlor themselves there, you know, to handle things.
Mm-hmm.
And the preacher will get up and say, well, a lot of times the family will tell them they don't want it so long, and he'll cut out, and then in other cases he'll... try and resurrect the dead, you know, go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.